Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the chaos of life with a little stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 negativity broadcast? You know that feeling when you trip over air and instantly replay it in your head a million times, each time adding extra drama and self-loathing? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That voice isn't actually you, it's just a habit loop, a thought pattern we can break free from. Today, we're diving into the art of overcoming self-criticism and silencing that incessant negative self-talk. Because let's be real, you deserve to hear some good things about yourself, even if they seem cheesy at first. We'll explore practical strategies, stoic philosophies, and a dash of humor to help you rewrite your inner dialogue and cultivate a kinder, more compassionate relationship with yourself. Ready to turn down the volume on that inner critic? Let's do this. First things first, recognize that self-criticism is like a broken record that plays the same negative tune over and over again. It thrives on fear, insecurity, and perfectionism. We often fall into these patterns because we're scared of failure or not measuring up to some arbitrary standard. The Stoics would call this distortion of thinking, where our minds get caught in a web of imagined threats and unrealistic expectations. The key is to recognize that these thoughts aren't facts, they're just interpretations, often skewed by past experiences and societal pressures. Second, start practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself like you would treat a good friend who's going through a tough time. Would you berate them for their mistakes? Or offer a listening ear and some words of encouragement? Extend that same kindness to yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on the missteps, focus on learning from them and moving forward. Third, challenge your negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts its rant, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Often, we'll find that our self-criticism is based on flawed logic or unrealistic expectations. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. This can help shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a more positive outlook. Think about the people you love, your accomplishments, your health, or even just a beautiful sunset. Finally, remember that change takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. You're not alone on this journey. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be constantly plagued by self-doubt, always feeling like she wasn't good enough. She'd spend hours agonizing over every little mistake, beating herself up for things that were truly insignificant. Then, she started practicing mindfulness and gratitude. She began noticing the small joys in her everyday life, a cup of coffee on a sunny morning, a laugh shared with friends, the feeling of accomplishment after finishing a project. Slowly but surely, her self-talk shifted from negative to positive. She learned to acknowledge her mistakes without letting them define her. Now, Sarah is a shining example of someone who has overcome self-criticism and embraced self-compassion. Her story reminds us that even the smallest changes can make a big difference in how we think about ourselves. So, what are you waiting for? Start rewriting your inner narrative today. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize the distortion, practice self-compassion, challenge negative thoughts, cultivate gratitude, and be patient with yourself. Go out there and silence that inner critic. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of stoic encouragement. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep striving for that peaceful mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.